Joined today by 4-H advisor Pat Klingshern. The group that they have in Avon is called Another 4-H Club.
Always, what's it called?
Another 4-H Club. You're going to get into I always like this, Pat, by the way. This is a clever idea for a 4-H Club, because obviously when you come together, you have to come up with a name. And I'm sure someone just said, it's Another 4-H Club.
Well, I used to belong to a different club years ago, over 25 years ago, and I kind of decided that I might like to start my own. And they said, well, if you don't like this club, then go join another club. So I did. I joined another 4-H club. I formed it.
Sure.
That's how we got our name.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit about the kids you have in your 4-H club this year.
Well, we're mainly a miniature horse or small equine club, but we do have kids that do like beef breeding projects, home ec, ag projects. We have a rabbit, poultry. We take anybody that wants to do anything. We don't like limit anybody, but it is mainly a miniature horse club.
Pat, is this pretty much a year-round activity?
Yes. Well, the only month we do not meet is like December, because there's so much with the holidays, we just give the kids a break. But we do meet all the rest of the months, and especially the horse project. It's a whole, it never ends. You have to take care of a horse no matter what.
Oh, that's right. They're there every day, no matter the weather. And even during those holidays, you still have to take care of them.
They still need fed.
Yeah. How many do you have?
Well, I only have now like 12 of them in my barn. Well, actually 11, and I have a donkey, a miniature donkey.
And they all get along?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're best buds, all of them.
Talk to us a little bit about miniature horses, people who might not be familiar with them, about this particular breed and what they're used for.
Well, years and years ago, they used to be in the coal mines. That's where they originally came from. But then as time went on, people started liking them. A miniature horse is a horse animal that you basically, anybody can show. I mean, you can be young, and the little kids love them because they're not so big and they're intimidating. They're more their size. They can ride them up to 65 pounds. I actually have saddles for some of mine that the little ones ride. Then the younger kids and the teenagers, they like them because it's like an in-hand thing. It's almost like working with a dog, only a little bit larger, because we do trail in hand, which is obstacle courses. They jump them. But then the older people who don't want to ride anymore love the idea that they can still have a horse, and that's how I got started, because I decided I'm too old to ride anymore, but I love the horses, you know? So I got my miniature horses.
Now, I have seen at some point people could allow these to be in your home. Is this the truth?
Yes, and you also, they're really excellent to go visit nursing homes and stuff. Because, I mean, how many times can you take a horse into a nursing home? But with the miniatures being small, the residents just love the horses coming. They also like the donkey.
Talk a little bit about their temperament.
Well, on the general, they're very calm. I mean, nothing really seems to bother them at all. If you get one, and the younger ones, you've got to train them to, you know, listen and do what you want to do. But they're very easy to train, and once they learn, they don't forget.
Well, I've seen it where the younger ones sort of are put in their place by the older ones. They kind of set they kind of let them know who's in charge or how to behave if they want to get things done properly.
Yeah, that is true. And you would think some of the little bit larger miniature horses would be dominant over the little tiny ones. But I have a little one in my barn, and he's got this complex that he just doesn't let anybody push him around anymore. And we call him the bully of the group, because he takes his own. He stands for himself.
And they're so pettable, too, you know? Oh. I mean, they're so soft. They have a nice coat on them, too.
Yeah. And I love it when we clip them when we get ready for showing season. We actually body clip them, and then they're so smooth. And I have, like I said, I have my miniature donkey, and she is the most lovable that you ever did. Every time I go out there, she wants to put her head on my shoulder. She wants me to hug her. She's really the friendliest of all of them.
We're talking today with Pat Klingshern with Another 4-H Club out of Avon. They're getting set for the Lorain County Fair. Talk a little bit about what you're expecting come the day of the fair. What have you been told, and how you're going to operate with your kids?
Well, with the miniature horses, mostly all the animals, it's like a haul-in right now. No, our horses, none of the horses are going to be actually staying at fair. Normally, we go down on Sunday before. We stay until the Sunday last day of fair. But because there's no camping except for like junior fair board or senior fair board, we are hauling in. And our normal day to show the miniatures is on Tuesday. So we will be hauling in there Tuesday morning, do their grading, let the kids get their grades and show their minis. And then when we're done with the show, with the grading, we haul them home. And the kids are kind of not really, they don't like that idea only for the fact that they look so forward to fair every year. But, you know, with this whole year, it's been so much of a disappointment for the kids with the horses. I mean, we didn't get to show at any shows. 4-H said no horse shows. We couldn't go to our meetings. Everything was just like canceled. So I'm told that when we go there, we also must wear face masks. And unless you're within your own family, then you can sit together. But we have to social distance. They're only allowing so many people in there to watch our kids. You have to be a parent or like an advisor to be able to get in there to watch them. It's not open to the public. So it's going to be a different thing for them, and they're not sure exactly how they're not sure how it's going to happen. You know, it is until it's there. We're there. We don't know.
Do you think this will have any longer-term impact on 4-H activities here in this county, or for that matter, any other county?
Well, you mean with the COVID and not being able to operate? Yeah, this COVID has really been really something for these kids. It's the kids that are more affected, I think, because of school and 4-H. We were not even allowed to have meetings. We were just now opened up. Well, we couldn't do anything 4-H till after July 6th. So I think 4-H is taking a little bit of a dive this year only because we can't get together. We can't do what we normally do, and that's be with the kids. And the kids can't be together, and that's what they love about it. So you might lose a few kids due to that fact, but I really think that the kids that are really gung-ho with 4-H, they are so looking forward to getting over with this COVID and going back to what we do best, and that's teach the kids.
Well, this is sort of a different learning experience for them, and they kind of have to adapt to this current situation. Have you come up with any clever ideas or ways to kind of keep people engaged during this time?
Well, we were doing some virtual meetings, which the kids weren't sure if they liked that or not, but I think once we started, they got used to the idea, and, you know, they were able to do a little bit there. We now can have outside. Sometimes we can meet outside if we are just social distancing. So we've come up with different things that they could do outside instead of being inside. And then here at the barn, when this first hit really bad, I had to eliminate the kids. They normally could come anytime they wanted. But the project consisted of 2 days, Wednesdays and Saturdays. And I had to limit the kids to one per day. And so they had a feeding night, and that's when they would come and work with their animal. Now what we do is we just set things up so that we can social distance. And if I can't get more than 10 kids together at one time. We were trying a mask, but when you're running with these horses and doing jumps and you're running around in this heat, those masks are really hard to breathe. So we've kind of distanced them in line and told them they could go one at a time. And you got to come up with something. It's really hard to figure it out, though.
How many kids do you have in the 4-H club?
We have about 25 kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're not all horse kids. They, like I said, they do other projects, too. But the majority of them are our horse kids.
So are they excited for this just to see what happens? I mean, or are they just hoping to get it over with?
No. They are so looking forward to going because, like the one girl that I had over here, you know, and she was here at my house yesterday, she said, I don't even care what I have to do. All I want to do is show my horse. And if this is the only way I can get out there and show my horse, then that's what I want to do. And they're excited, but then they also realize that as soon as fair's over with, then they got to go back to school. So it's a double whammy for them.
Yeah,
but they are looking forward to going.
Well, and being able to see some of their friends at 4-H or even just see the other animals, it's kind of an experience that's kind of going to be missing from this year. When they're doing the show, they have outfits to wear? They dress
up? Oh, yeah, they have their dress attire. They have to wear long sleeve shirts, dress shirts that are usually the bling on it, and jeans. They have to wear boots. They have to wear a hat. And I think each animal area has a different dress code. So So it depends on what animal you're showing as to what your, is your, what your recommendation is for your dress code. But
So you're going to go. Now, I see that it's interesting. They combine the mini and the draft show together. So you got the big and the small all together there, right?
Well, they actually show afterwards, at the same time. But, yeah, it is funny. We laugh all the time because when we go to fair and we see the draft and we see our minis, it is a big comparison.
Oh, that's good. And so how many mini horses will you be bringing out there then?
We're only going to be bringing, I think I counted like 11.
Okay.
Normally I have over 24 going, but this year we're only taking 11.
So you have to figure out which 11 are the best ones to work with all your students then, right?
Well, at that point, and like I had a lot of kids last year graduate, so they're no longer eligible for taking their animals and, you know, things like that. Your year from 4-H in my club changes every year. I now have a very young club. I have a lot of the little kids, the clover buds. Those are the 5 to 7-year-olds that are, well, 5 to 8-year-olds. They do little projects, but they can't do any animal projects. But then once they get to be 9, they get to be into 4-H. And they can show animals. So
they can sit on the rail watching that and imagine themselves.
It's usually the siblings of the older kids.
Ah, okay.
That's what you usually get.